Well, at its annual convention, the new NRA head, Hedley Lamarr, brings the crowd to its feet by declaring war on the unarmed.
Men, you are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West. Now you will only be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Now raise your right hand for the pledge. Right! Now repeat after me. I. Your name?
Your name.
Max. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To Hedley Lamarr.
To Hedley Lamarr.
That's Hedley!
Hedley!
And to the evil!
And to the evil!
For which he stands!
For which he stands!
Now go to that voodoo that you do so well!
Well, what do you know?
Live from Columbia, South Carolina to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, best-selling author Jess Walter, All the News That Isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz, support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who has enough miles for a one-way to Mars, it's Michael Feldman.
That's okay. And in all the news that isn't, Pope Emeritus Benedict returns to the Vatican's mother-in-law cottage. Well, nice little place they got behind the Vatican. One more pontiff, and it's the papal hat trick. Okay. There's a rival group to Planned Parenthood formed. It's called Crapshoot Parenthood. How about that, then? President Obama proposes a path to citizenship that's not across the river on someone's back. Or a mad dash across 805 at San Diego. Our Republicans try to keep a balance between keeping everybody out and getting the votes of those who slip by. Okay. Jamestown Remains suggests John Smith ate Pocahontas. It was the hunger winner, I think they called it. Starving hunger winner. So, after one goes off at the NRA convention, the hall erupts in mouse traps and ping pong balls. Well, I could explain that, but why bother? You know. After Jason Collins' announcement, America waits for the first openly gay CPA. It's a breakthrough for basketball, though. It means at least two guys on the bench and an assistant coach are gay. So that's a breakthrough. Okay, maybe not for you, but I think it's a breakthrough. The son can't hold a job, so Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands abdicates. Gives him one. Only way he's going to get one. Have you seen the guy?
Yeah.
But, you know, if monarchy means Queen Maxima, let's do it. Queen Maxima. Now possible using a 3D printer to print a gun and all the organs it pierces. So that's pretty convenient. Pretty convenient. Contingent on getting out of this whole thing, Jody Arias, a shoe-in for Bachelorette. Possibly dancing with the defendants. That's another one. Mark Sanford takes another break from the campaign trail for the Appalachian Trail. And who knew it went all the way to Argentina? That's pretty amazing. That's a long trail, actually, if you think about it. Anthony Weiner shows slight poll rise. Very slight. Apple bonds are offered 1-to-1 for Packer stock. There's some concern that high alert, what a buzz, hubba hubba, whoa, gum, has caffeine in it. But it is a convenient way of taking your coffee. You know. I prefer climb the wallpaper with your nails gum. It's very, very good stuff. Golfer Vijay Singh says his deer antlers get all dried out without the spray. Deer antler spray. How many of you here use deer antler spray for some purpose? Possibly legitimate. Anyone here? Jeff, what do you use it for?
My wrists hurt. I have some I sprayed.
You do? Actually, deer antler spray? Do you have it on you? Can I see what?
It's in my car.
Can you run out and get it? You're not doing anything. You're just standing there holding a base.
I will.
Okay. So you do, and does it help the wrist thing?
I think so, yeah.
Seems to. Really cool. Singh did say that he's cut back on the rhino horn, so. Still does the deer antlers, I guess, a little bit. President and Mrs. Obama say no to tattoos, but will look the other way on Plan B. Of course, if your druggist is opposed, you know, it's on to Plan C. That's the thing with Plan B. New York Yankees seek Medicare expansion. The word out of Chicago is that next season it's the Rosemont Cubs. Hoffman Estates Cubs, that sounds good too. Actually. A survey finds 2 out of 3 Supreme Court justices can't name a single American. The White House furloughs hit calligraphers hard. They wiped out the whole calligraphy crew at the White House. Darn furloughs. Turns out a lot of guys have terrorista number one plates, surprisingly. Not as many, though, as dumbass number one. And that's all the news. That is, and thank you so much, and good night. And I mean that. I gotta go.